Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, the Shiur, where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are here in Season 6, using the new Sefer from Art School, the Mishnah Elucidated, a phrase-by-phrase simplified translation with basic commentary, the book Family Edition of Seder and Ezekiel and Maseches Avos. We are in Perek Aleph, the Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 1, Paragraph 3. We look at the text, then we look at the English, then we look at the notes, space, and the English, hopefully gleaning some practical advice each Mishnah that we could take with us every day. Antignis ish socho kibel mishimon hatzadik. Hu hayo omer al tehiyu kahavodim hamishamshin es harab al menas lekabel pras ela havik avodim hamishamshin es harab shelo al menas lekabel pras vihimora shamayim aleichem. Antignus, the leader of Socha, received the Torah from Shimon HaTzadik. The notes point out Antignus was a student of Shimon HaTzadik and the leader of his town of Socha, from the Tosfos Yom Tov. He used to say, "Do not be like servants who serve the master for the sake of receiving a reward." The notes point out, although a person will be richly rewarded for fulfilling the Torah's commandments, the promise of great reward should not be the reason that he serves Hashem. Rather, a person should serve Hashem out of love. Serving Hashem out of love is a much higher level than serving them out of fear. If you fear someone versus you love someone, you're going to serve them differently. You're going to help them differently. Love is a higher level than fear. If you fear your spouse's response when you don't take out the garbage versus you take out the garbage because you love to help your wife, you love to help your spouse, it's a different level, it's a different reaction, it's a different interaction. Serve out of love rather than out of fear. The word pras, reward, does not refer to a payment owed to a worker by his employer, but to a bonus given by a master in appreciation for his servant's hard work. Even if you see yourself as God's servant who works without pay, instead of a worker who must be paid, do not fulfill the commandments in the hope of earning a reward from your master, as Rav points out. The Mishnah continues, rather, be like servants who serve the master out of love, and not for the sake of receiving a reward. The notes point out, Rav points out, Antignus does not mean to suggest that it is forbidden to serve God for the sake of a reward. While it is true that serving God out of love is the highest form of service, doing so for the sake of a reward is still commendable. It is just not ideal, just not the highest level, as Adar HaChaim points out. The Mishnah ends off, "Let the fear of heaven always be upon you." As the notes point out, in addition to serving God out of love, which motivates a person to fulfill the positive commandments, a person must also have the fear of heaven, the fear of Hashem, to keep him from violating the negative commandments. By combining love and fear, the service of God will be replete, as Rav points out. Obviously, there will be times and again where a person stumbles and falls, even if you think about Hashem often. Everyone has struggles and battles and their own things to work on every single day, but do what we can for the most part to do what we can to be serving Hashem out of love, understanding that He wants us to do good and be good as much as we can every single day. So don't serve Hashem because you're afraid of Hashem. Try to get that higher level. Serve Hashem because you love Hashem. You want to make the world better. He is our parent. He is our father. He wants the best for us, and He wants us to do good in the world. So do what you can out of love for Hashem to make the world a better place. And in your relationships and in your interactions in life, don't help people because you're afraid of them. Help people because you love people. You love others. You want the world to be a better place. Taking care of your spouse and kids, not because you're afraid or fearful of the spouse's response, not because you're afraid of what will happen if you forget to wash the dishes or do the baths or take out the garbage or make sure to pay the bills. Do stuff because you are happy to help your spouse. You love to help your spouse. You love to do for your kids, not because you're afraid what will happen if they show up without a bath at school the next day, not because you're afraid what will happen if you don't take them on time, because you love to take care of your kids. You love to take care of your spouse, and you love to take care of the world, and you love to serve Hashem. If all of us could serve Hashem, serve and do for others because of love instead of fear, how much better would the whole world be if we could have the fear of Hashem upon us, but serve Hashem and serve others and take care of others out of love? Kavod HaBrios, having proper respect for other people, and Ahavas HaBrios, and Ahavas Chesed, Ahavas Chinam, true love for other people, baseless love for other people could really be a way to rebuild the base of Mikdash. We know that one of the base of Mikdashes were destroyed because of Gilui Erayot, Shefichas Damim, and Avodah Zarah. Obviously, we have to do what we can to have more relationships and to cherish life and to serve only Hashem. But besides for that, one of the base of Mikdash were destroyed because of Sinas Chinam, because of baseless hatred. The way to rebuild it would be baseless love. In every generation that the base of Mikdash was not rebuilt, it's as if it was destroyed again, which means in this generation there still is a problem with baseless hatred. So the response would be, and the commentators have said this way, way, way before any of us have said it, the response would be Ahavat Chinam, as the Chafetz Chaim and others point out. What better way to do so, to serve Hashem, to serve others out of love, rather than out of fear? If we could do so, the whole world would be a much better place, a much happier place, a more light-filled place, a more peaceful place, and maybe we could finally be zoche for Mashiach to come, and for the third base of Mikdash to be speedily built in our days, and may that day, in fact, be today. Join us next time as we talk Mishnah Daled, Paragraph 4, here in Chapter 1 and Perek Aleph on Season 6 of the TTPA, and I'm your host, Tani.